Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The availability of the great Mark Fine. Normally, regular listeners, Keith, you'll know that we speak to Finey a bit earlier, but the man's very busy at the moment.
Plus, we take him whenever he's available,
well, that's
really.
That's a very good point.
And we'll fit him into our schedule however we can.
And we will be listening after Friday night footy for the final siren, which it is a joy to just have it back as part of the 11-16 SEN rotation. The man who's behind the microphone is Mark Fine. He's been good enough to join us. Hello, Finey.
G'day, fellas. Yeah, great to be on a day early. I thought we could cut into the Anzac Day game just when it's exciting to do the segment, but they said no.
Right. It does throw it out of whack, but it's a good reason to have things thrown out of whack when we're dealing with a round like this. And look, just before we get into the various bits and pieces, the way footy, there's always been footy played on Anzac Day for decades upon decades, but the Collingwood-Essendon thing has really made a feature of it. And the way that footy finally gets around the servicemen and their families and honours the contribution made on behalf of everybody else, it's become a really remarkable week, not only in the footy calendar, I don't reckon, from an annual national perspective.
It's so Australian. I mean, football, even in the First World War, they actually played a game in England of Australian rules football that people can look up and actually watch highlights of, which is amazing. So it's very much a part of Australian life. It's been a part of service people's lives. And football brings people together. And I love the way on Anzac Day, I mean, Collingwood and Essendon supporters, there's no love lost there, but they stand in unison, almost 100,000 of them, to pay respect. And it's got a certain respectful beauty about it.
I agree with everything you've just said then. So, we kick off tonight, and the eve, I don't know about you, Keith, but the eve is almost, as in terms of a production and a way we present the game on these solemn nights and days, the eve has become equally as magnificent as Anzac Day. The way the lights are dimmed at the MCG and the spotlight picks up the key figures on the ground, finding it lays a magnificent pregame for what's in store.
Yeah, it really works. I was actually driving down Punt Road not long ago, and there's already a gathering of people, and it's different to a normal football game. I think it's done with the knowledge that the game's a little bit more. I don't think Richmond, Melbourne, the way Richmond are tracking, necessarily gets the juices flowing for a game of football, but it does not matter. They're going to have a huge crowd there tonight to be part of, give people an opportunity to be part of the Anzac, not day celebrations, but Anzac Eve celebrations. It's Australian rules football has placed itself suitably and respectfully, as I said before, in that position. Well done.
And what about the actual game? It's for some reason, I've got a sense it's just turning into just a little bit of a tricky one for Melbourne, because the expectations is that they're going to win. But coming off the loss that Richmond had, they get a few back in. How are you seeing it?
Well, Richmond, they're a proud team. They've got premiership players in that side. They're not going to roll over every week. And we have seen it. We've seen the last fortnight of the resurgence of the sort of deceased West Coast Eagles, that there are no easy games of football. I mean, you know, that West Coast Eagle team, that had to be interred to play against Richmond. They beat them, and then they've gone on and won the Derby. So if Melbourne take it easy, they will get their pants pulled down. And surely after last week's I don't want to call it a debacle against Brisbane, but it certainly didn't go to script, they will be on high alert.
And the same old problems continue to trouble them, Finey. So Pickett comes back in, obviously, you know, arguably as important to them as... he's certainly in that top echelon of players when it comes to being important for the way this team plays its footy. But Ben Brown goes out of the side. They can't... they just cannot settle on a consistent structure and set up for that front half.
No, they haven't got it. They had it for 5 seconds last year when Harrison Petty was setting the world on fire. But otherwise, it hasn't really worked. I'm certainly not saying that Van Ryan won't one day be an effective forward, but that day hasn't arrived yet. And they're still looking for a key target down there. Look, they got well compensated for Jackson, but there are many Melbourne supporters that wish that that deal wasn't done.
No doubt about that. So Anzac Day, of course, becomes, you know, the main show and you know, the great display of respect. Gee, it's shaping as a good game. I mean, Essendon coming in a bit of form now, and Collingwood starting to crank the machine up. They couldn't have been more impressive for 2.5 quarters than they were against Port Adelaide last week. It does set the stage for what feels like a pretty big game of footy.
Finally, this game's big wherever the teams are on the ladder, and it has a life of its own. There's no form guide that would allow you to seriously tip in this game because it often doesn't go to script. It's a grand final type feel early on in the season, so it rarely plays out to form. But just about the best form that these two teams take into this game as a duo in almost a decade. It's a really good game of football. Collingwood possibly played some of the best football of the season when they woke up against Port Adelaide last week.
Did they want?
And, you know, Essendon go into this game on the back of a really good interstate win and a big win over the Doggies. What say you about the idea that they bring Wright in and leave the two big men in? Because I think that somehow plays, it meddles with what has been a very well-balanced team in recent weeks.
It seems like the coach is committed to the two ruckmen and whatever they have to do around them, they'll do. But it's... and I guess against some opposition, it'll suit okay in some circumstance. But it feels against Collingwood like it's not a good call.
Keith, you're a big man.
Well,
you were a middle-sized man in a giant sport.
Yes, that's right. Well, and very slow too, which is not usually a great combination. But
you didn't have fast food.
I had deceptively fast feet. That's
you had
what
a quick
had.
Brain. You had a fast brain.
I'll take that as a compliment. But no, it's going to be, I think, you're spot on. I agree with what Andy and you both seem to be agreeing with. Against Collingwood, it doesn't seem like that's the formula that's going to get them there. But who knows? Whatever strategy can prevail, it remains to be seen. The GWS Brisbane one, Finey. Now, this is shaping up because Toby, unfortunately, doesn't get cleared, so that adds an extra element to it. And Brisbane, it's. I know there's still a long way to go, but you just start to get a feel that, not last roll of the dice, but sort of heading in that direction when you think of Brisbane.
Well, we know they haven't been able to win a flag from within the top four, and, you know, different riding tactics. Maybe try and win one from the bottom half of the eight. That's just stupid talk. The truth is, you need to finish top four, and when you're Brisbane, the home ground advantage propels you into deep finals. Last year got them almost to a premiership. This is the week. I've done the numbers. I've number crunched. I've played Moneyball. They don't win this week. They don't make the top four. So it's a huge game. And I just feel when a really good team, and they're a really good team, has so much to play for, that they can deliver. I'm tipping Brisbane in a bit of an upset, but it's with the insurance of no Toby.
Yeah, no doubt. Friday night, two teams coming together. One of them happens to be yours off the back of incredibly disappointing performances. I mean, your teams, that was out of the box because it was just so unlike them. Irrespective of what you think of the talent level on display. No Max King. Ross Lyon teams just don't get cut through the way that St Kilda did by the Doggies last week. And Port Adelaide, talking about getting cut through, Fawny, they were meek once Collingwood got the ball rolling on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, people were sort of saying, oh, you know, Charlie Dixon was out. That affected them after they got to 31 points yeah. up. You know, I mean, Charlie Dixon could have played in the third row of the southern stand for the amount of ball that he would have received, because it didn't matter who your forwards were, they never got them.
No.
So, look, St Kilda... Actually, I've got a bit of a scoop for you, boys.
Oh, hang on.
Hello.
St Kilda are going to change their club song.
What?
Yeah, do you want to hear it? Here is the new... Forget Owen the Saints.
Yeah.
Here's the new St Kilda theme song.
All right.
On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Come on, Fonny. You're not using that as an excuse, are you? Come on, it's a professional league. You wanted your club wanted the marquee games. It's a Friday night extravaganza over at the it'll be a sold out
point.
Adelaide Oval. Mm. You got to cop this sort of stuff a bit sweet, don't you?
Adelaide, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide. I mean,
it's been pretty tough.
I'll tell you what. No tourists have ever done Adelaide, Canberra, Melbourne, Adelaide. And no football team should ever
have. I'll tell you what, too. They were that flat the other night, St Kilda, that Willie Nelson actually would have had more energy and a bit more run in his legs than a few of those St Kilda players. They were that spent against the Western Bulldogs the other night. So it might be...
We could have done with the experience.
That's true. Last one. It feels like an early season heavyweight battle at the MCG. The twilight game on Saturday afternoon. They both go in with some key personnel missing. Obviously, Tom Stewart in the concussion protocol. But it's just got a portent, perhaps, of things to come. The Geelong Carlton game.
Geelong Carlton. When I say, hang on, quote me that, don't ever cut that audio.
Right.
That's the sort of thing they play at 21st and embarrass the kids.
A-Rod's
already on it.
He's already cut it, mate, so you're dead, you're gone.
No, they've got such an operational forward line, but a self-belief, and they've got champions in the midfield. The back line's a little bit affected by injury at the moment, but they still know how to win. Now, it's a great game. Geelong are undefeated. Brisbane, they were there last week. It was inclement weather, so it was a tough game. It was a real grind. And they're not going to win every game of the season. I think Carlton win this game. I think Carlton end the week as the premiership favourites. Now, that doesn't mean much. Gee whiz is right.
I know. It's
kind of a rush, but... Let's be honest. Every team wants a good key forward. Not every team has one. Only one team has two.
Yeah.
That to me is the currency of winning a flag. So I'm not saying they're going to win the flag. You have to see how the season plays out. But for mine, they'll make it very difficult for Geelong on the weekend. And it's a great game of football and testimony to Geelong that didn't make the finals last year, and Carlton, they were going to sack their coach one third of the way through the season. How you can bring things together in a short space of time.
Well, you are a good judge, and hopefully in this case you are a very good judge. Mate, good to hear your voice. Thanks for making yourself available. I know you've had a bit on today, so we appreciate you being part of the show. We'll be listening on Friday night, and... outstanding. Thanks for giving us the scoop. You could have gone on social media and told the world about
true.
The Willie Nelson song and St Kilda, but we appreciate you breaking it with us.
Just another way to complain for St Kilda support.
Oh, nicely done.